Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about slowing down and stopping to hear the word of the Lord that's appointed for this day. I pray that you would open your hearts and our minds to the Spirit. Allow this word to come into your life. Allow it to take root and to bear much fruit. I pray that this word would become the living word to you as you go out and seek to walk daily with Jesus the Savior. Now we begin in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessing of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now, the second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's letter to the Church of Rome, the fifth chapter. Paul writes, "Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only in that, but we also boast in our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit and has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The word of the Lord. This part of Paul's letter, a lot of people are familiar with. It has a flow, a sequence, right? Affliction produces endurance, endurance, character, character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts. In some ways, though, this passage can be abused. Part of it is what we have to see is what Paul is writing to the people to say, it's in our weakness that sometimes we experience God's love. And that can have profound effects on our life. It can change us and mold us and help us to realize that God is there in the midst of everything. Too often, though, what some people will do is to make it causation. And what I mean by that is people will talk about, well, everything happens for a purpose. Right? That everything happens and is part of God's plan, and part of it is God is causing us to suffer so that these good things result. And I think that's terrible theology. Because God desires what's best for us. And unfortunately, we live in a fallen world. I believe that we are created in the image of God, and part of what that means is that God has given us the free will. And unfortunately, with free will, it means that sometimes bad things happen. We live in a fallen world, and so sometimes terrible things occur, and it's not that God causes everything. Because part of it is, how do you sit with somebody who's just received word that they have terminal cancer or some kind of terminal illness and say, well, this is part of God's plan? Or you're with somebody and they hear that a loved one has died in a car accident. How do you honestly say, well, it must be God's will? How is that God's will that they're taken away from us? How is it God's will that anyone would suffer? How is it God's will that these terrible things happen and we go, oh, God causes all of this? No, God doesn't cause all of this. There are things that happen in our life. Sometimes they're results of choices that we have made. I think about my father. My dad smoked his whole life, or at least probably since high school. And part of that was he developed lung cancer. Was it God's will that he got lung cancer? I'm not sure I can say that. Was it because he smoked all his life? Probably. And that led to his death. And part of it is sometimes what we need to go is, wait a minute. God doesn't cause all of these things. However, what we do is we take these events that come into our life. The death of a loved one. A tragic accident. Terrible things that occur. And the question becomes, what do we do with it? Sometimes we can just sit and wallow in that grief or complain about the terrible thing that's happened. I think part of what Paul is trying to get people to see is God loves us so much and God is around us always that while God doesn't cause these things, the reality is we can take those things that are bad, we can take those things that are difficult, and the question is how does that shape us and mold us so that we can take and make something good out of what is bad? How can we see how God walks with us even in those darkest times? I think of the 23rd Psalm that a lot of times gets read at funerals. It says, even though we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for you are with us, your rod and your staff, they comfort us, right? In this life, we have those times when we walk in those darkest shadows, the shadow of death. We have those times when we're not sure where God is at. We have those times when we wonder, where is God? Why has God moved away? The scriptures teach us, no. God didn't move far away. God is right there. And at times, sometimes we can't quite see it. Sometimes it's almost like in the racehorses when they put the blinders on the horse so they just see what's ahead. At times we have those blinders on that we can't always see and perceive everything because of the tragedy that's just right in front of us. We can't perceive God in the midst of all of it. But we trust that God is there. And then as we go through that affliction, whatever that is, Paul says, no, sometimes as we walk through that, what it does is it produces endurance. It helps us to realize we can't just stop. Just because something tragic happens doesn't mean we can say to the world, stop. Stop spinning. I want to get off. It's not like a ride where you go, wait a minute. Nope, I didn't sign up for this. Stop. I want off, right? Once it goes, it just begins to go. How does it produce that endurance? That we continue that race. We continue down that track so that through that endurance, when we see that God is with us through this difficult time, it produces character. It helps us to realize we may be stronger than we realize. It helps us to realize there are other people around us to support us. And it produces hope. So we see that light at the end of the tunnel. Paul lifts all this up because at his core, he believes this. Even in our weakness, even at our lowest, even in our sinfulness, Jesus died for us. God loves us so much that no matter what we've done or who we are or anything in all of creation, Jesus is with us. God's love surrounds us during those times. Paul will go on in a couple chapters and write that nothing in all of creation, neither life nor death, nor principalities, nor anything, nor famine, anything, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. He wants us to know that whatever we're going through, Jesus is with us and is walking with us and carrying us through the good times and especially through the bad. God can use those times. God doesn't cause them, but they can be used for God's purpose to help us to see and strengthen our witness to know Jesus is with us even in the depths of despair. Jesus is with us in the darkest times. And because of that, it produces that hope to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And God's love surrounds us even when we don't realize it. And that is good news, that we are never in this alone. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, we thank you that through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have been justified by faith and have peace with you. When doubts arise, remind us that our standing before you rests not on our efforts, but on Christ's finished work. Pour your Holy Spirit anew into our hearts, assuring us of your steadfast love. In times of suffering, grant us endurance. Through trials, shape our character and strengthen our hope. Keep our eyes fixed upon the cross, where you demonstrated your love beyond all measure, that while we were still sinners, your love is there. Help us to live each day confident in your grace, rejoicing in the hope of your glory and sharing the good news of reconciliation with those around us. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.